Wedding ministry often begins with one ceremony, but sometimes God uses that ceremony to open a much larger ministry calling. A wedding officiant may become a trusted life coach. A couple may return after the wedding and say, "Can we talk about communication? Can you help us think through family conflict? Can you pray with us? Can you help us grow spiritually?" That is not unusual. When you stand with a bride and groom at the altar, you may become one of the few ministry leaders they trust. A wedding officiant may also become a community chaplain. Wedding ministry brings you into homes, venues, neighborhoods, family systems, grief situations, blended family stories, and community networks. You may meet people who are not connected to a church, but are open to care, prayer, and spiritual conversation. A wedding ministry may even become part of a church planting or soul center vision. Think about it. You meet couples. You bless marriages. You offer pre-marriage conversations. You follow up after the wedding. You invite couples into prayer, marriage mentoring, Bible study, or a simple gathering around Christian marriage. Over time, a ministry network can form. This does not happen by pressure. It happens through trust. The wedding ceremony may become the gateway. The marriage conversation becomes the bridge. The follow-up care becomes the relationship. The relationship may become discipleship. Discipleship may become community. Community may become a soul center or local church expression. Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance offer pathways for this growth. A wedding officiant may continue into advanced wedding officiant training, wedding minister training, premarriage counseling, life coaching, chaplaincy, soul center development, or other ordained ministry roles. One common mistake is to think too small. Some officiants only ask, "How do I perform the wedding?" A ministry-minded officiant also asks, "How might this couple be blessed after the wedding? How might this become a doorway for the gospel? How might God use this ministry locally?" Do not force a larger ministry, but be open to it. Wedding officiating is marriage ministry. Marriage ministry can become life coaching. Life coaching can become community chaplaincy. Community chaplaincy can become local gospel multiplication.